Hello and welcome to another Wednesday vlog. So this past weekend I was at the Nature Therapy Conference over in North Wales with the great people from Wilderness Tribe and many other people, people that I know and people that I don't, and just had a fantastic time there. But there was one particular workshop that I stopped by and listened a bit, and that was a workshop on funding by Tom from Wilderness Tribe. And one of the things he was talking about that was core to getting funding is the concept of defining your social purpose. Like, what is your organization that's asking for this funding trying to do with the money they receive? What social good is being done? So that's the kind of early litmus test. Is this something worth investing in? Does it provide social purpose? And that got me thinking a lot about the social purpose behind some of the things we do. There are people doing amazing things with deprived communities and people in genuine need. And that's their focus. They come into it and they go, these people are struggling in these areas and we are going to help them this way. And then I look at some of the forest school sessions that I've run, that I've seen run, and I don't often see the outcome-focused approach. Like, what positive change is looking to happen? And I think I'm guilty of this as well. Not thinking hard enough about what I want. It's all very shallow. Like, what do I want to achieve in the session? Well, I want them to be able to do this because it's good. But it's that long-term overview. Okay, what is the purpose of forest school? I think a lot of us are just looking at forest school as a tool. We do forest school. It's fun. We enjoy it. We see it, valuable learning opportunities. What are we really fulfilling in these sessions with our programs? What do we want everyone to take out at the end of it that really makes it something? How are we going to make our sessions life-changing? Because that's really the goal for a lot of people who work in the outdoors. We, in many cases, we can make a lot more money going elsewhere. And I think that does need to change. And I think there needs to be value in what we do. And I think one of the routes to that is really looking at how we can build something that's life-changing. And that's what we're all out there to do, I think, to greater or lesser degree, is change people's lives, make a difference. And so this is really an encouragement to look at your sessions and go, okay, what is the overall purpose here? What are we looking to achieve with the time that we have? Now, one of the other things that came out of this workshop was the idea that we can kind of plot the ideas we have, the concepts we want to explore, on a chart and kind of look at with two axes. So we have income and we have social value. And we can do things that have high income value and low social income value. That is totally fine. We live in a society that requires money, and money is the exchange of value that we get for our session. So if you are doing something and people are paying for it, as long as it's ethical and moral, I don't see anything wrong with that. So yes, we do actually, I think, need to be thinking more as businesses as well. So we need to make sure we can look after ourselves first so we can carry on long term. This is kind of what I've been exploring with a lot of other talks on income and setting rates and everything else. We need to have enough income so that we can live and continue to run the sessions, because if we burn out halfway or we have to take a different job, we're not going to be able to deliver any real value. So we've got to think like a business, and we've got to think, okay, some things deliver value. And then there's other things that will deliver less value, but will really change people's lives and have high social value. And low monetary value, high social value is fine as long as you've got something on the other end of that scale that balances out, like a seesaw. The closer you are to the middle, the less you have to play around with. But if you've got something that's generating no income but massive change, first of all, you should be able to get funding for that. So, but if you're delivering something that, as an organization, that is providing tons of value but not a lot of income, you need something on the other end. You need something that's developing good income, and that's okay because it allows you to continue doing the things you need to do. But the core to this is thinking about what change is your organization, what either you as a freelancer or your organization, what change are you looking to make in people's lives, and walk you forward with that. And this is something that I'm thinking about harder with my Forest School sessions now, where I feel like, yes, I'm providing an activity that not many other people are providing, because I work with homemade families and I work with a heavily skills-based approach. And so therefore, I'm occupying a niche that does okay. It could do better, but it does okay. It pays some of the bills. But, and I get there's value that certain children get out of it. And there's value in the activity, but there's also value in going to the park and playing with swings. It doesn't make it life-changing. And that's what I'm challenging myself to think about, and also challenging you to think about, is what can we do to make our sessions truly life-changing? Can we deliver something, whether it's emotionally, whether it's physically, whether it's mentally? How can we move people from where they are now to a place? Can we switch something on that makes people go, wow? I mean, I had something like that over the weekend as well, where it was a completely different workshop and talking about the different empathetic levels, from empathetic listening levels. So it's just from listening in silence all the way through to always validating feelings and identifying core needs. And for me, this just lit a light bulb, and I was like, instantly, this is something that I can use now. And I think as I get to use it, it will change my life. So just in that short moment, a real shift has happened. And if you chain enough of those moments together, you can truly change people's life. So I guess my message is, find your purpose, but don't be afraid to make an income. It's okay to make an income. It's okay to make a living out of this. It's okay to do things that don't have as much social value. You just might, if you're feeling guilty about that, you might need to balance it off at the other side with some things. You might do a bit of freelance work for a low cost. You might want to do give your sessions for free, something like that. You might want to give back in some way. But first and foremost, you do need to look after yourself and your family. That is vital. You've got to be able to come up from a place of abundance to be able to give to other people. So I think I'll leave it there. Thank you so much for watching and listening. As a reminder, these Wednesday videos go out both on the Bracken Outdoors podcast and the YouTube channel. So if you're a really busy person and you are looking to make the most of your time, make the most of some of those static travel hours, or times where you're doing, where you're, say, washing up stuff or cleaning tarps, you can listen in and hopefully get some value out of it. Thank you so much for watching and listening. Till next time, make the most of every day. I'll see you all in the future. Bye now.